Ready? Okay. His Excellency, Mr. Imran Khan, Prime Ministers from Malaysia and Pakistan, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon to everyone. It is an honor for me to host Prime Minister Imran Khan and the Pakistan delegation. This working visit reaffirms our commitment to strengthen our partnership in the best interest of both our countries. Malaysia and Pakistan have multifaceted relations. Prime Minister Imran Khan and I held substantive discussion on bilateral cooperation as well as regional and international issues. This visit reflects our mutual commitment to further enhance the long history of close bilateral relations. We agreed to encourage more exchanges of visits at all levels for a firm foundation to set the tone and future direction of our bilateral relations. We also reaffirm our commitment to ensure stronger collaboration between our various ministries and agencies, apart from enhancing friendship and understanding between our peoples. We also welcome the successful convening of the first bilateral consultation between senior officials of both ministries of foreign affairs as the key forum to intensify engagements at the working level. On bilateral economic cooperation, we acknowledge the need for both sides to further explore the huge potentials available in both countries and to develop further in economic partnership, particularly in trade and investments, to establish networks between various economic entities and linkages among the private sectors. We reaffirm the importance of Malaysia-Pakistan closer economic partnership signed on 8th November 2007 in Kuala Lumpur. We agreed on the need for regular discussions to strengthen the trade relations by removing barriers in key areas and addressing the bilateral goods imbalance. We look forward to convene the fourth joint committee meeting in Islamabad. Prime Minister Imran Khan and I also discussed other areas of bilateral cooperation, including in defense and law enforcement, tourism and education. Malaysia and Pakistan are committed to cultivating stronger ties in these areas as well. We also exchange views on the current situation surrounding Muslim Ummah globally, including the situation in Palestine and the situation in the Rakhine state of Myanmar involving Rohingya Muslims. As two peace-loving Islamic nations, both of us agreed to increase the collaborative efforts between our two countries to uphold the true values of Islam while strengthening the solidarity of the Muslim Ummah. We are committed to collaborate more closely on issues affecting the Muslim Ummah. I shared with Prime Minister Imran Khan the outcome of the Kuala Lumpur Summit in 2019. Prime Minister Imran Khan and I just witnessed the signing of the Treaty on Extradition, which will reinforce the positive momentum in the bilateral relationship by enhancing security and transnational crime cooperation between both countries. In conclusion, we have found common cause on issues that matter and those that would open the door of opportunities for our people, and we have set the stage for a new phase in the relationship, one based on greater cooperation needed to equal the challenges of our time. Rest assured, Your Excellency, that Malaysia will continue to foster and deepen relations between our two countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tun. Now it is my pleasure to invite His Excellency Imran Khan, Prime Minister of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, to deliver his statement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Prime Minister, I want to thank you for inviting me to your wonderful country. The trip is to strengthen our ties further between Pakistan and Malaysia. Traditionally, we have been very close, but the object of the visit is to even get closer. We feel that there's the future of trading ties, of investment, of cooperation between Malaysia and Pakistan is tremendous. It's because people in both countries, it's not just the government, the people of Malaysia and Pakistan, there is a very close affinity between them. I want to specifically talk about today the way Malaysia has spoken up about what is happening in Kashmir. I want to specifically thank Prime Minister, the way Prime Minister spoke about what the people of Kashmir are going through right now. For 6 months, the people of Kashmir are in open prison. Unfortunately, a very radical extremist government in India, and I say sadly, which has taken over India, has put the people of Kashmir in open prison for 6 months. It has curbed all liberties, it has imprisoned the leadership, it has picked up teenagers and put them in prison or they've disappeared. And in this, the way, Prime Minister, you have stood with us and spoken about this injustice which is going on behalf of the people of Pakistan, I really want to thank you. Secondly, I want to say how sad I was that I could not attend the conference in Kuala Lumpur in the middle of December. And unfortunately, our friends who are very close to Pakistan as well felt that somehow the conference was going to divide the Ummah. And it was clearly a misconception because that was not the purpose of the conference. And as it was evident from after when the conference took place, it was clearly that was not the purpose to divide the Ummah. I was looking forward to attend the conference because I feel that it is very important that Muslim countries educate the Western countries and other non-Muslim countries about Islam and all these misunderstandings, whether they are deliberate or whether they are by ignorance, these misunderstandings about Islam, it is important that we, the Muslim countries, educate them about the real message of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And I also felt that we need a media, and which we are working on, some sort of a joint media that not only projects this, a positive image of Islam, which the purpose of it is to dispel these misunderstandings about Islam, fight Islamophobia, but also develop content about for our young people, young Muslim generation, or what really Islam is. So that was the purpose of the conference, and I repeat, I was very sad that I was not able to come, mainly because some of our friends felt somehow the conference was going to divide the Ummah. Finally, I want to say, Prime Minister, that we have had talks. These talks will be ongoing. The idea is to develop a much closer relationship, as I said, between of trading relationship, investment, doing joint things together, even in defense. The idea is to cement our relationship, and I hope that from now onwards we will be able to work further to enhance our cooperation.
Okay.
Thank you, His Excellency. Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, we will now open the floor for question and answer session.
Prime Minister, my name is Mazwin from the Star. Can you please elaborate some more about the extradition treaty that was signed? Is it basically more to fight terrorism where maybe Pakistanis or the Malaysian are found and been arrested for such acts?
We don't know when extradition would be necessary. Obviously, if any criminal having committed some crime in Malaysia tries to hide in other countries through an extradition treaty, we can get the country concerned to help us arrest the person concerned. So it may be terrorists, it may be criminals, ordinary criminals, or anybody at all who has done something wrong in Malaysia and seeks refuge in Pakistan.
May I add that they've already a very wanted criminal in Pakistan who was living in Malaysia and was involved in a lot of murders was extradited from Malaysia even before the treaty was extradited back to Pakistan.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Tun. I'm Samantha from Bernama. As the government of Pakistan moved to divest share of local companies, and it also has invited Malaysia to involve in the process. So what sector Malaysian companies or GLC can take part and the benefits of investing in Pakistan? Thank you.
Well, as you know, we have invested in an automotive plant in Pakistan to produce a car, the Proton car in Pakistan. And we hope that this will go further into other engineering businesses. We find that Pakistan has got a very big population, 200 million, and obviously there are lots of their needs which can be produced within Pakistan itself in joint ventures with Malaysia.
Let me just add as well, because Pakistan's strategic location right now is such that we would, of course, invite Malaysian companies, and this car is, Proton car is one of them, where Pakistan has access to Chinese market. We are connected through CPEC to China, and we are developing these special economic zones, which will be specifically to invite investment, an investment which can actually export products to China.
Azura from New Straits Times. Is there any new development in terms of getting Pakistan to buy more palm oil from Malaysia just now? Thank you.
Yeah, we did talk about sale of palm oil. Of course, I think Pakistan is quite ready to import more palm oil from Malaysia.
That's right. We, especially since we noticed that India threatened Malaysia for supporting the Kashmir cause, they threatened Malaysia to cut their palm oil imports. Pakistan will do its best to compensate for that.
Okay.
Question for His Excellency Prime Minister Imran Khan. My name is Sean. I'm from Malaysia today. You mentioned earlier that you were sad that you could not attend the KL summit. would you come again if it's held next year?
Of course I would, because now it is evident that the KL summit was not to divide the Ummah. So, you know, the results of the KL summit were far from that. And if anything, it was to unite the Ummah. So, of course, I would love to come.
Okay, hi. I'm Faris from RTM. Has your decision not attending the KL summit in any way affected Pakistan's relation with some other Muslim nation? And at the first place, why did you attend the KL summit?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Okay, why didn't you attend the KL summit, and has your decision not attending the event in any way affected Pakistan's relations with some other Muslim nations?
Well, I've already explained that there was a fear from some of our friends that the KL summit was going to divide the Muslim countries. That now fear no longer exists, because that was not the purpose of the summit. So, yes, I will attend, and no, it did not affect our relationship with the other Muslim countries.
Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time that we have for our question and answer session, and that concludes today's event. With that, thank you very much and have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
Take care.